providing you with advanced knowledge of what lies ahead. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Revelation. Then to the angel of the church at Philadelphia write thus, "These are the words of the true Holy One, who holds the key of David, who opens and none shall shut, who shuts and none shall open. Lo, I have set a door open before you, which no one is able to shut. For though your strength is small, you have kept my word, you have not renounced my name. Lo, I will make those who belong to that synagogue of Satan, who style themselves Jews. No Jews are they, but liars. Lo, I will have them come and do homage before your feet, and learn that I did love you. Because you have kept my call to patient endurance, I will keep you safe through the hour of trial which is coming upon the whole world to test the dwellers on earth. I am coming very soon. Hold to what you have in case your crown is taken from you. As for the conqueror, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Nevermore shall he leave it. And I will inscribe on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my own new name. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit says to the churches." Then to the angel of the church at Laodicea write thus, "These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of God's creation. I know your doings. You are neither cold nor hot. Would you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You declare, 'I'm rich, I'm well off, I lack nothing,' not knowing you are a miserable creature, poor, pitiful, blind, naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire that you may be rich, white raiment to clothe you and prevent the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to rub on your eyes that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love, so be in warm earnest and repent. Lo, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. The conqueror I will allow to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself have conquered and sat down beside my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. After this I looked, and there was a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice I had heard talking with me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must come to pass after this.' At once I found myself wrapped in the Spirit, and lo, a throne stood in heaven, with one seated on the throne. The seated one resembled in appearance jasper and sardius. Also around the throne 24 thrones, and on these thrones 24 presbyters seated, who were clad in white raiment with golden crowns upon their heads. From the throne issued flashes of lightning and loud blasts and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne 7 torches of fire burn. They are the 7 spirits of God. Also, in front of the throne there is like a sea of glass, resembling crystal. And on each side of the throne, all around it, 4 living creatures, full of eyes, inside and outside. The first living creature resembling a lion, the second living creature resembling an ox, the third living creature with a face like a man's, the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. The 4 living creatures, each with 6 wings apiece, are full of eyes, all over their bodies and under their wings. And day and night they never cease the chant, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is coming. You've been listening to the prophetic vision from the book of Revelation.